Yo, what is good, world? It's your boy, Calvin Leroy King, the third, back with another Lower Third, brought to you by none other than This, That, and the Third, the lifestyle show that gives you life. Literally, topping off our new news segment today, for all y'all new news out there, is the Baltimore Key Bridge collapse. Now, we don't have all the facts on this developing story just yet. Matter of fact, per the use, I really don't have none of them. Not confirmed, at least. But what I have heard is that there were at least 6 construction workers on the structure when it fell into the water. 2 have been found and pronounced dead, and the other 4 are still assumed dead. And there also is an unknown amount of potential cars and passengers in the water as well. Again, there's more to come on this development story, but as of right now, all I do know is that we need to pray for those individuals and families impacted by this tragic event. And whoever was supposed to be in charge of driving that boat is in big trouble in Little Baltimore. Yep. Moving on to entertainment, y'all heard this new Kendrick diss track of J. Cole and Drizzy? Now, apparently, K-Dot is coming at Mog's heads on this one. No diddy. The track is called Like That, and it's on the new album by Future and Metro Boomin. Now, it seems pretty clear to me that Kung Fu Kenny is coming live and direct at old Aubrey and Jermaine Cole. But what do you think? Is this beef real? Or is it faker than that satane stuff that mogs be eating when they claim to be vegan? I don't know. But what I do know is I'm excited to hear at least some sort of response from one of these professional rappers. Otherwise, they might actually be nigga bums. And last but certainly not least, and the most trending topic of the moment, which is none other than Did He Do It? I know y'all heard that the feds raided old brother Love's crib the other day, right? I'm talking about handcuffed his kids, slapped up his mama, and maybe even kicked his dog in the stomach once or twice. But that all pales in comparison to what they saying. The D, the I, the D, the Y, the D, I, the D is Diddy. Is Diddy. Actually did. I mean, I'm hearing everything from guns and drug trafficking to underage girl trafficking to just plain old out of bounds butt stuff. I mean, come on. It's 2024, and Buddy is the first person in history to be getting hit with a freako. Mans had to be getting it in, and had other mogs giving it up, some against their will, allegedly, and even more standing on the sideline watching, taping, or just waiting a chance to be swallowed up. Man, I've always said that absolute power corrupts absolutely, and in Diddy's case, he seemingly had enough money, power, and respect to last a lifetime. Well, I guess that lifetime is about to come to an end. And his bad boy lifestyle, as we once knew it, is as well. That's if he don't kill himself first after all that smoke he's been catching from 50 online. Sheesh, bro ain't letting up no time soon neither. And he got the power, pun intended, to make a whole content series out the whole ordeal, which will only make him even more cream, all on the back of one Puff Daddy. No Diddy. Literally. But I guess that about wraps us up for today's Lower Third, brought to you by This, That, and the Third, the lifestyle show that gives you life. Literally. Be sure to check us out whenever you're on your favorite social or streaming sites by searching This, That, and the Third, with the third spelled III like the Roman numeral 3. Once again, it's been your boy, Calvin Leroy King, the Third, and shout out to my lovely co-hostess with the mostest, Miss Reese Peasy, the one and only. And we are the undisputed king and queen of Chicago podcast. Check us out.